Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I don't want to miss a second of our time, but we don't have to, with our good friends John Harrison and Orlala Njinga. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're talking about the issues in Ferguson, Missouri, with the death of Michael Brown at the hands of a police officer, and the subsequent media frenzy and political issues that have been going on around all that. John Harrison's website is AspireFA.com. Olala's website is YellowwoodGroup.com. Guys, did I do that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, in Ferguson, Missouri, 70% of the population is black. But none of the political leadership is black. Only three of the 53 police officers in the police force are black. Now, folks, John, Olala, you and I both know that if the citizenry of Ferguson showed up and voted their what they wanted, that what I just said could change. So does it sound like they've been showing up at the ballot box?
Well, it's a matter of how are they choosing to exercise their vote and really express what's important to them in terms of representation. So I'm going to defer to John on how they choose their elected officials, because that's not an area that's in my wheelhouse.
But shouldn't they be running people for office and then voting them in? If 70% black community should have the same kind of representation, it should be in their hands, shouldn't it, John?
At some level, I think it should. I know that the community has not always been majority black. It has changed demographically over the last few decades.
Yeah.
And some of the issues that you're raising are appointed.
But there have been many elections in the last few decades.
That is true. And so without knowing the, you know, things about districts and the where, you know, who's voting for what over what geographic area, I can't say for sure. But there is a definite issue in that people have, across the country, seem to have given up some on the power of the ballot box.
Right.
And we use social media and making noise outside somewhat,
right,
instead of that.
I want to also talk about so I think we both agree, we all three agree that the local citizenry should take some responsibility with regard to the leadership of their community, and it seems to me they haven't so far. Another thing I want to ask you about, I've been long concerned, Olala and John, about the lack of growth in black ownership of businesses. A man reported to me less than 10 years ago that in Harlem, ground zero for black America, in Harlem, almost none of the businesses were owned by black Americans. You both are business owners. What do you think about that? Tell us your thoughts. If more blacks owned businesses in Ferguson, Missouri, wouldn't there be less looting? What do you think?
You know, Olala? This is a hot button for me.
Yeah.
Jim. Because I do believe that business ownership changes the dynamic for blacks in America. And that whole idea of looting, you know, that just makes me crazy. I don't understand how that solves anything. But I can't imagine if there were more black owners, that would be allowed to happen. We would not express ourselves.
Because there'd be more black employees, too, wouldn't there?
Absolutely, there would be.
John, so, what do you think, quickly?
I think historically we have, as a community, have looked to the big employer, you know, the big business, as the source of our economic well-being and security. I think that we need to catch up with the fact that it is the small business that creates most of the jobs in this country.
Yeah.
And the opportunities for small business are entrepreneurial opportunities. They don't
right.
depend on society doing right by you. They depend on you having the initiative to get up in the morning and
do it
see
yourself.
An opportunity and seize it.
Like
and
you
if
too.
That ethic was around, it would be a
like
lot
both of like both of you do, and as I do. So here's my question, folks. Wouldn't it have been much better if the president had talked about those two things instead of talking about the tortured past history of our country and how some people still feel disenfranchised? Would it not have been better for him to have done that?
Morally, yes, but remember, he's a politician, and the primary.
But he's a leader. He's our leader, John. He's our leader.
But the primary emphasis for any politician is energizing his base, and that's
He was supposed to be different, Olalla. What do you think?
That's right. He was supposed to be different, and I think it would have been much more effective if he had at least given a hat tip to the blacks who are making progress.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, John, Olalla, thank you so much for being here. You guys are very courageous people. I'm so proud of what you're doing in your businesses. And you know I love you, right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jim.
See you next
time.
John Harrison. Olalla and Jinga, two of my favorite people in the galaxy. They'll be back another day. We'll talk about other things with them. We have recently with both of them. And we really appreciate them sharing their thoughts with us today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.